Sam Warburton praises the evolution of attacking rugby in the nation's championship, asserting that teams are closing the gap on the traditionally dominant All Blacks. Stay tuned to discover how this shift impacts the game's future and why it matters. Warburton highlights the thrilling matches over three consecutive Saturdays in July, noting the rise in clean breaks, a hallmark of the All Blacks' strength. He points to the need for England's head coach, Steve Borthwick, to adopt a tough-love approach similar to what Warren Gatlin used to curb Liam Williams' on-field discipline issues. With England struggling through 14 yellow cards and one red in their 8 matches of 2026, Warburton emphasizes the urgency for change. Analyzing the Southern Series, Warburton applauds the competitive nature of the games, with France leading the Northern Hemisphere and South Africa topping the Southern Hemisphere on points difference. He expresses concern over the travel demands on European teams, but is thrilled with the shift towards free-flowing rugby, which contrasts sharply with the kick-heavy style seen during the 2019 Rugby World Cup. In the 10 most competitive recent matches, winning teams average 15 clean breaks per game, a significant change that enhances the spectator experience. Warburton commends World Rugby for making subtle adjustments that benefit the sport.